I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Oh, cool. Your scanner stopped. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. I saw this. I just reposted this picture. I saw Anthony Mackie, who plays the new Captain America. He's on the set of his movie with Harrison Ford. And I just reposted it. Everything. Harrison Ford, 80 years old, is doing like more now than he's ever done in his life. Indiana Jones, shrinking, and now Captain America. Anyway, Cal, what are three things we need to know?
So they are saying that self-driving cars may be making traffic worse, because they are unable to understand human behavior, which is like, just should be a lesson overall before we just let the robots out to rule the world.
Are those the Waymo cars, or are there more?
There's Waymo cars, but also some Teslas are self-driving. There's a whole bunch of different
self-driving cars. But like Waymo, is that like Uber? Because there are two Waymo cars that were on my street yesterday, parked on the side of the road, and I had my wife and kids in the car, and I drove by and rolled down the windows. The cars were on, and nobody was in there.
Really? I feel like every time I drive by a Waymo car, there's a person there.
They have a fail-safe in there, just in case.
I've seen it with not one person in there.
Yeah, well, that happens too, but it's funny because a couple of my friends were telling me the other day they love taking driverless cars. Like, I didn't know if it was Uber or what the company was, but I'm like, I feel like that would be really freaky. They're like, once you get over it, it's great. You don't have to talk to anyone. You don't have a mean driver. Like, you don't have to listen to their music.
It's my wife won't let me get in one. In fact, the other day we were somewhere and Dutch didn't want to go, and he's like, I'll go, but if I don't like it, I'm going to Waymo out of there.
Good one. So I feel like Jack in the Box is now taking a page out of McDonald's playbook, because they've teamed up with Snoop Dogg to have Snoop's Munchie Meal this summer. Sound a lot like every other
Genius.
McDonald's collab with letters. But this one, it actually looks absolutely incredible. It includes the spicy sauce and loaded chicken sandwich, classic taco, medium curly fries, a baked brownie, and the drink of your choice.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
It's
$14
though. I feel like that's really pricey for a fast food meal.
But I went to Jack in the Box the other day and it was like $40 for four people. So I feel like
that's true. And technically this could kind of be two meals.
Yeah. Yum.
I know.
I'm down.
Snoop's Munchie Meal will be available nationwide June 12th to August 6th, so you only have a little bit of time to take advantage of that. So experts are saying more than ever, people are watching TV shows with subtitles. And I know we've talked about this. I personally do. I know, John Jay, you said you
all
do as well.
I'm irritated.
I don't know, Peyton, you?
My yeah, I do.
Too,
I don't understand what I'm listening to if I can't read it on the screen.
I know. Yeah. It's so weird.
I went to see the Transformers movie the other night, and I was bummed there wasn't the words on the movie theater.
I don't like it. I think it ruins the moment. I want to see the cinematography or whatever.
Well, it's funny because like, I feel like I'm losing my hearing, and so I feel like that's why I watch, because I'm like, what did they say? And then I look down, I'm like, that's what they said. Okay. Like, it's kind of.
But people that don't have hearing issues are doing it?
I mean, they are saying, like, right now, the people that are watching TV with subtitles is far more prevalent in younger generations than, like, old people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and they're
that's
like,
funny.
So they looked into it, and they started trying to figure out why is this happening. And they said, it's not your TV's fault or your speakers. Your sound system might be lousy, but that's not why you're hearing the dialogue. They said it depends on what each streaming services use for how they push the audio out. So it's like there's really not much you can do about it. They say Netflix supposedly has the best, most clearest, crispest, like, verbiage of people.
Dialogue.
Yeah. And other streaming services don't. But I still need it on Netflix, too.
Me, too.
Because I'm like, what? Because I feel like they mumble.
Yeah.
I do it on all the apps.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You know, now on Max, too, I've noticed that you have to turn the subtitles off or else they're just on normally. So they must know.
That's not true. I had to turn mine on.
Oh,
me
really?
Too.
I've had to turn mine off every time.
And I notice when the subtitles aren't on. I'm like, there's something wrong right now. And then I'm like, subtitles.
Turn the subtitles on. And if that's you, you just know that you're not alone.
Have you watched one with the subtitles and it doesn't match the words?
Yes.
They're saying something different?
So,
all the time.
Like a dub?
Yeah,
over?
Yeah.
No.
If they're dubbed over, I've seen
it. No, not if they're
before.
Dubbed over. I've seen it before where it's just
It's like an English-speaking show, and your subtitles are in English, and it doesn't say the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to
do it when there's like a bad word.
Sometimes it's just sometimes I want to pause it and I want to put it on Instagram because I'm like, look at what they're saying and what it's. And it's not because I haven't watched a dubbed over show in a long time, but it was something like that recently.
That's the only time I've ever noticed it, and I'm like, oh, the translation was maybe a little different or whatever. Well, that's three things you need to know.
Peyton, real quick, what's the Kylie Jenner TikTok? I haven't seen it yet.
You know, so Kylie Jenner's on TikTok, and honestly, I feel like we only really get content from Kylie when she's trying to sell us something, which is, you know, I get it. It's cool, whatever. I wish that she was a little bit more authentic on the TikTok like Kim Kardashian, her sister. But she gave us a what's in my purse video. And I don't know why. I love Kylie. I love Kylie Jenner. She's my favorite Kardashian of all of them. And I was just obsessed with watching her go through her purse. And I was like, I need more. And it's like just things like, here's lip gloss or here's this vintage Gucci pair of glasses.
But did you see what everyone's freaking out about?
Yes. What did you see?
Everyone was freaking out about the Rolex. Just it was like a $40,000 Rolex just hanging out at the bottom of her purse.
I didn't see that. I saw actually a lot of backlash on how unauthentic she looks on TikTok. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like, I love her still.
Yeah.
You can't tell me anything that won't make me like Kylie Jenner.
So the TikTok is her just like, hey, I'm going to go through my purse.
Well, she starts and she's like, so I'm dropping a new product. I love this lip liner. It doesn't budge. And she actually does like a little wink. She was like, it doesn't budge when you're doing anything. Wink. And I'm like, ooh, spicy. Ew. Kylie.
Ooh, Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, he's getting it on. And then she goes into, this is the most authentic what's in my purse because I didn't clear this out. I have no idea what's in this bag. Mm. But she's like pulling out Rolexes and Gucci bears and sunglasses, like all of this insanely. Like her purse is probably like more money than I've ever seen in my life.
The other day, we were talking about Kendall Jenner. We're like, where is she in Arizona? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I figured
she was
it
on
out.
Her horse. Her horse's name is Arizona.
Yeah.
She's literally on Arizona.
Yeah. But she probably named the horse Arizona because of Devin Booker.
Probs.
Mm-hmm. Right. I really want that to go back.
I do.
Broadcasting live across the world right now. This is the John Jay and Rich radio program.
I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.